Case number 10991, Mike Cummings, north of Road 26, Atlantic Avenue, east of Grants Avenue, northeast of Waterside Circle, being lot 35 within the inlet of Pine Grove Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Michael Cummings, 121 Parkwood Street, Bethany Beach, Delaware.
You swear affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, before we get started, I do have to make a disclosure. I have worked with Mr. Cummings in the past, so if there were any questions that the board had, if there was a concern about, I've not had any dealings with this property, but if there's any concerns the board would have, I'd ask any of those questions be referred to Vince Robertson, unless the board wanted me to answer them. But I want to at least make that disclosure to the board.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate that.
Okay.
All right, sir.
I'd also like to introduce the property owner, Mr. Chuck Oops, to join me here. I don't know if you would like to see it.
Testify. State your name and address for the record, please.
Charles Oops, 37338 Waterside Circle, Ocean View, Delaware.
Raise your right hand. Do you swear affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
We're here tonight to apply for a side yard variance to Mr. Oops' property. The property is unique. It's surrounded by a residential road on three sides. And the goal for the homeowner is to, there's no windows on the south side of the house, to build a sunroom and some built-in cabinetry and storage to improve their storage in the home. The reason it's unique is a 30-foot setback from the road on three sides. I believe it's the only property in the community where this exists. And with the variance that we're asking for, we'll still have an existing 26.4 feet to the property line, in addition to a 10-foot easement to the road. And in the rear of the property, we'll have a 20.25 existing setback to the existing 30-foot setback. There was no stop signs around the turn where they are in a residential community of about 30 or 40 homes. It's just a one loop around community, and so there's no safety factors or anything to consider, and they're not going to be blocking any views. I provided a picture of the existing side of the house and then a rendering of what the addition, the 14-foot wide addition, would look like that would enhance the Oops property and also would enhance the view from their neighbors as well, that will, I believe, will improve the equity in the community as far as my homeowner. The uniqueness of the home has a 30-foot setback and on three sides, so we cannot build a addition on it that would be feasible without the variance. Is there an exceptional practical difficulty due to such unique conditions not related to the general circumstances? I believe there is not. The possibility of development, can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning without a variance? No, like I say, the addition would just be too small, and it wouldn't be feasible for the homeowner. Is a variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? Yes, the owner is trying to bring more light in the property on the southern exposure of their house, and also add building cabinetry for storage, since it's a slab on grade and there's minimal storage in the existing house. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? No, it has not. There's no existing setback issues at this time for the property. Effect on surroundings, will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? No, it won't. If it anything, it'll enhance the property because the cars actually, a circular motion, go around the house. It'll enhance the south side of the house. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair appropriate use of development or adjacent property? No, it will not. There's no stop sign. There's no cars. There's no visual impairment. So the answer to that would be no. Will the variance be detrimental to public welfare? No, there's no unusual problems and no visual problems as you go around the property after, if the variance is granted. Will the variance represent the least modifications possible for regulation issue? As far as the property would be built in conformance with all the local building codes and meet all the existing codes. I'm not sure if I really answer that correctly, but you could correct me. And is the variance necessary to afford relief from the aspect of storage? And because it's the property is unique and it's surrounded by a residential road on three sides, would be my answer to that. Will the variance be detrimental? So I'm sorry. Will the variance represent the least modifications possible at issue? And I would say that, we're just asking to come out approximately 4.6 feet on the front of the house and 9.75 on the back of the house into the setback. I think the homeowner would like to make a statement, if that's okay.
Sure.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, gentlemen, for letting us present our case tonight. My wife and I, we plan that this is going to be our final house, we hope, Lord willing. And, we live in a neighborhood, as Mike said, with 30 other homes. We're concerned that the home be compliant with the architecture in the community, as well as look like it was built when the original house was built, not as an add-on. So we really think that this will be a value add, not only for my wife and I, but for the community.
All right. Thank you, sir.
I have a question. Explain to me again why you don't think this is a practical, you're not creating a practical difficulty. In other words, you're not creating a hardship on yourself by putting this on. In other words, you've lived there the way you are now, right, for years?
My wife and I have lived in the house about a year and a half. We've owned it for about 3 years.
Okay. And now you want, for what reason again? Want to put this addition on to expand it, or?
Well, we need extra storage, and we'd like some extra living space. The house is currently 2,200 feet.
Okay.
The addition will add about another 500 feet to bring it up to about 2,700 feet.
Okay. That answers that. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any other further questions, Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Mr. Callaway? None. Okay, then hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 10,991 for all the reasons you've stated, and I'll go through them. There is a uniqueness to the property. A variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. A variance will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of the development of adjacent property. And the variance will not be detrimental to the public welfare. The request for variance is the minimum that will afford relief to the applicant. And the request for variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation of the 30 feet in the front.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards, a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 10,991. All those in favor, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the same reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,991 is approved.
Thank you.